Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
We're going to get back to one of those Discord rooms. That's where Conrad is on the line. For listeners just tuning in, I'm going to try to kind of briefly recap what he had said, and I'm sure he'll correct me once we bring him back on here. But we talked last night, Mark, you and I, one of the major topics on last night's show was about the potential financial crisis that you see looming in the distance, and that, of course, the government's fiat money system is partially to blame for this particular financial crisis. Also, of course, the college debt scam, the debt bubble. There's other issues that are present there, but a lot of it tracks back to the Federal Reserve System and the fact that they allow for debt to be created basically out of nothing.
The government's intrusion into the financial system and its intrusion into the creation of debt.
Yeah, well, I mean, the government is basically the financial system at this point, with the exception of things like gold, silver, and cryptocurrency. These are some of the alternatives, the paths out from the government debt-based system. But Conrad is on the line in North Dakota on our Discord call-in line room. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, Conrad, but it sounded like you were saying you support the government debt money system.
So I think there's two very distinct issues at play here. There's whether or not it works and whether or not it's okay.
Does it work? Of course it works for the people who issue the money.
What it means to work. I think that it works very well for the citizens of the United States as well.
You're going to have to back that one up.
Yeah, I would agree that it does.
What?
Yeah, so let me explain this. When, in Roman times, right, they'd go out, they'd beat up the Goths or the Franks or whomever they're going after at any given time. The folks in the Iberian Peninsula or the Carthaginians, whomever it is that they're gonna go beat up, and in self defense, and then they're gonna do a tribute, and the general's gonna come back. There's a big parade. They bring the enemy general in, it was Vercingetorix or whoever it is. One of the Hannibals. I don't know. They march him down the big road in the middle of town, and then the general quite literally throws out, booty, treasure to the people who are along the way. He distributes wealth from the conquered enemy to the citizens of Rome.
Well, yeah, I got some trinkets in return for my dead son. Yay! Thanks, General.
Well, many people signed up for the military for good reason and made lots of money doing it, and it's less so now. I think that the military now, deals in medals and honor and recognition and things like that more than they do.
Okay, what's the story about the general tossing out some trinkets to a crowd convincing? Where are you going with this?
So what the United States does, Conrad was talking about, through the use of its currency, basically every transaction in the world is at some level denominated in dollars. Even if you're, exchanging in local currencies and that kind of thing, these local currencies are, to some extent, valued against the U.S. dollar, and that's the point he's making, is that the U.S. dollar is global, the Zimbabwean dollar is not.
The way to break it down is when you have savings in dollars, right? Think about that. You have a savings in dollars, and then they print more dollars. That takes the wealth away from the dollars that you're holding.
Yeah,
right?
That sucks. That's right. Not a benefit.
Right? That's true.
Well, but
most Americans don't have savings, Ian.
Yes, Americans don't have savings.
Yeah, because this system discourages saving.
Right.
Yes, of course.
That's not good, and that's not laudable.
But we are not talking about good. We're talking about effective.
Effective for who?
Do those people who don't have savings have big screen TVs, cars, running water, air conditioning, and all the benefits?
They could have those things without a debt-based economy, too, and they actually wouldn't have debt.
No one said they couldn't.
Well, then what are you telling me about this being somehow beneficial for them?
I want to know how we're taking advantage of foreigners to give those people that benefit.
Well, we
because
are
the
not.
Foreigners are holding the U.S. dollars as savings, and we are siphoning the value from their savings.
We aren't doing that. That's the government that's doing it, and they're siphoning that value into the pockets of their buddies, and that's not you.
And they're doing it for me, too, if I have savings in U.S.
Well, hold on. Yeah. The money gets created.
No. If you have debt in U.S. dollars,
the money
which
gets
you
created
do.
Through
You've
debt.
You've got something like $60,000 of debt. The U.S. debt clock. What is it? It's $60,000 for a U.S. citizen.
67,
I don't have any of that debt. That's not my debt.
That's the U.S. government's debt. But your debt is specifically, if you had a mortgage on your house or whatever,
yeah.
The idea is that you're actually, wealth is being given to you because the real inflation rate is higher than the actual rate of the home loan. So if the home loan's at 4% and real inflation that we don't get to see, the shadow stat inflation, is 6%.
If you
then
think
every
wealth
year
is
you
being
hold
given to you if you hold debt, you're crazy.
Well, okay, so this is what I was saying before the break. It's not being given to you in the terms that you're thinking. It's being given to you by the real items, the real things that you buy, the home, the car, the big screen TV, that later on gets paid back in money that's worth less than it was when you bought it.
Yeah.
So you have real wealth.
But it only really matters if they hyperinflate the currency, because otherwise you're going to pay twice as much for that house in the long run, period. Because I don't know if you ever looked at the pricing estimates or whatever when you get a home loan. It's like, well, here's what you'd pay if you actually paid with cash.
House values go up more than 2 times over 30 years. I mean, the value
really?
Of
Tell that to all the people that got burned in the mid-aughts.
Yes, in 2009. If you get off the ride at the wrong time, you're in trouble. It's a long con. It's a long con, and it only works as long as production continues to increase. If production were to suddenly slow down,
production of real wealth, real valuable goods,
yes,
or production of dollars?
Yes.
I'm not
going to
gamble on whether or not the government's going
to
do...
Global production continues to rise. Day after day after day, you've got all these mud farmers who are going from using rocks and sticks to plant their crops to modern 21st century machines. The excess wealth created by that is then siphoned out of their hands because they are holding dollars as the savings. Because it's the
why are you acting like that's
world.
A good thing?
He wants
it's
you
not
to
a good
understand
thing, it's
that it's
thing.
True.
Well, duh, we know that's true.
Good.
So then why do you think it's going to collapse and we're all going to be eating
the dog? I didn't say that.
I do. Now, give me 1 second here. I'm going to make the case that it could very well collapse. So we have a global denomination in dollars. The world fiat currency is U.S. dollars. Agreed, Conrad?
Yep.
Okay, great. And the reason it is largely has to do with the trading of oil. Is that correct? The petrodollar, as it is called.
I think war has a lot to do with it, but sure.
Well, war is perpetrated through the use of oil. Those battleships, I'm sorry, those aircraft carriers, the tanks, and
wait,
all the other stuff.
Solar power tank?
They're right. Isn't that, that's all oil. Oil is the new salt. And, so an army is, driven forward through the use of oil on the planet. So if... any of those countries, Saudi Arabia specifically, decides that it's going to denominate oil contracts in some other currency, then what you see is the little snowball at the top of the hill that then begins to roll down. And, the idea is the snowball gets bigger and bigger. I've never rolled a snowball down a hill. I've never seen this happen. Usually it just rolls into snow and stops. But, it snowballs down. It gets bigger and bigger. And then the idea is that other nations will at some point begin to use this other currency. I don't know if it's Bitcoin. I don't know if it's, the World Bank's basket of currency denominated, currency or the euro or whatever it is. It doesn't really matter. But if it catches some kind of momentum, because the dollar wasn't always the world reserve currency.
Yes.
And now it is. Yes. That means that at some point something else is. And if that's when that happens, when that something else is, then this influx of dollars comes in back in from the world.
Well,
and you have hyperinflation.
Sure. Well, I don't believe that the U.S. would allow that to happen. So
how do
maybe oil
it?
Will start being done in a different way, but
well, that's already being talked about.
Yeah. So then they'll find another way. I mean, they would have to.
Well, they'll invade another country or five countries
Which
whatever.
Yep,
they sure
which country?
Will. They will. They, yep. We've got them. We, the United States, has the most powerful military in the world.
Agreed.
And they will ensure that the rest of the world is holding onto their dollars.
I do shoot them some cheeks to make it stop. Is that what you're saying?
I do tend to agree with Conrad here, and thank you for the call. It was a good one. That ultimately, that you know, they can keep this kicking the can down the road for a long time. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You want here. Toll free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where Conrad, who has now changed his name to Dr. Strangelove in the chat room.
You can do that, yeah.
So if you want to chat with him, he's there, and they're in the on-air now section right now over at discord.lrn.fm. Now, if you would like to get off the grid, you're going to have to do something about that phone of yours. And there's a place that you can put the phone to take it off the grid. And then when you take the phone out of that place, you're back on. It's the Go Dark Bag over at godarkbags.com/FTL. It is a Faraday.
I used mine today.
It's a Faraday badge. What was your reason?
If
you could tell us.
Yeah, I went to a religious meeting in a different state. And I just didn't want to be tracked. I just want to, I just want to have the experience of going to a place without having, Google, Waze, I guess I repeat myself, Amazon, Facebook. I got both of those apps on my phone. I think I have Audible, but it's probably the same thing. And, the NSA and every other government agency knowing where I was for that moment in time.
You just gave me a great business idea, Mark. A Go Dark sock to cover up your ankle monitor. Go wherever you want.
When you say your ankle monitor, you mean one ankle monitor. Yes, I do not have an ankle monitor. I am proud to be ankle monitor-less.
It's a Faraday bag, basically, by godarkbags.com/FTL. That is how you can take your phone off the grid for as long as you want, and take it back whenever you want. godarkbags.com/FTL.
But my Go Dark bag allowed me to do this.
Easily.
Yeah, it was easy. Suddenly, I'm no big deal, and I'm off the grid for that period of time.
Indeed. All right, so we continue. Of course, you want to bring up whatever's on your mind, you can. And whether it's about money or whether it's about people getting their symbols banned, which is what we started the show on here tonight. Coming up, I know that you had a story that sounded pretty interesting about Wi-Fi allergies, since we're talking about...
God, I want to talk about this.
Yeah.
You
want to
get into
this?
So badly.
Let's get into this. Some woman is claiming she has a Wi-Fi allergy, and I want to know more about it.
That is exactly right.
Because I don't know if I believe it.
A woman who claims she is allergic to Wi-Fi sleeps in a 400 British pound copper sleeping bag and is terrified that
she's got a massive Go Dark sleeping bag.
Right, which is hilarious.
She sleeps in a Faraday bag.
Rosie Gladwell, 70, is a self-diagnosed radiation sufferer, has spent thousands of pounds protecting herself against Wi-Fi over the years. She believes the electromagnetic radiation from Wi-Fi leaves her feeling weak, short of breath, and with pins and needles in her face.
Does she have a tinfoil hat?
Not in the picture.
Okay.
She
does look a little crazy in the picture.
Okay.
She sleeps in her sleeping bag woven with silver and copper, has a protective sheet she wraps around her body, and a 200-pound handheld radiation detector.
Wow.
Rosie,
oh,
well,
man, 200 pound. That is not handheld. 200
well, no,
pounds?
The British pounds.
Oh, 200,
British
pounds. The dollar. Okay, sorry, right, their money.
Sorry. I thought I clarified that when the first one I said
okay,
400.
Yeah, you did. Okay. I just didn't catch it.
Okay.
Just increase it by 1.2 and
I'm not
going to
do the conversion on the fly.
Yeah. So if you think for a moment about how effective placebos are.
Very.
Very, very effective, depending on the illness, very effective. But if you're talking about, say, an allergy, that especially a psychosomatic allergy, a placebo is going to be very effective on that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the opposite is true, too, is that if you imagine that you have an illness because of a thing that you can prove exists. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody here is arguing that Wi-Fi doesn't exist.
We're getting pounded with that signal right now.
Radios are all over all the time in our modern society, and they weren't when we evolved. The vast majority of our evolutionary history, there wasn't a lot of radio stuff going on, I guess. I mean, at least not radio in the sense that man
made
radio.
Not until Marconi.
Nah, I don't think it's even true, though, now that I think about it, is that...
There's some natural resonance and harmonics and that sort of thing. I mean,
right. The spectrum, part of the light spectrum is radio waves, right?
I mean, it's part of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Electromagnetic.
Light is one part of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Right. Light is a part of the... Okay, thank you for helping me with the terminology. So it's part of the electromagnetic... I mean, just because somebody's going, and traffic on I-75 is backed up around Miami, or I guess I-75 doesn't go to Miami, but...
No, there aren't radio waves unless there's a transmitter to emit them.
Okay, so there's not just radio... The sun is not emitting radio waves?
The sun would be emitting, like, X-rays and UV.
If it's doing that, isn't it emitting radio waves?
And you could probably argue that. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a scientist, but yeah, there's definitely some waves of some sort coming from the sun.
Okay, so then radio's happening whether or not somebody's saying something in it or not.
On what frequency? I couldn't tell you. I don't know enough about
all of
the
them.
Sun.
When I turn on my radio, if I find a frequency that doesn't have anything on it, I hear things. Is that thing being broadcast by something?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a good question.
All right.
I don't know. Well beyond me. Rosie from Totnes, Devon, has managed to cope by spending thousands of
pounds
to protect herself.
Pound sterling, as I would describe it.
Okay. I'll, that might be easier for me to say. But she said that she fears that 5G might literally kill her.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's afraid of this 5G.
There's a lot of people out there. The internet is full of people that are afraid of 5G for some reason.
Because it's a shorter band that requires more towers. You have to have more towers located closer together to get the 5G signal.
Okay.
So whereas, you know, Verizon might pop up like one tower in your neighborhood, in order to get 5G to cover the same area, they might need like 10 towers.
Mm.
Like spaced out close together.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's why people are freaking out, because it's more towers emitting the signal.
Okay, that's interesting. I haven't done that much research, so I can't say whether or not that's
actually
true. All
I can say is I was waiting for 4G to come to Keene, New
Hampshire.
But
to me, like, just on its face, that doesn't make any sense, because towers are such a pain in the butt to get online, to get built in the first place. Like, for instance, around here in the woods in New Hampshire, there's plenty of places that don't have any cell phone coverage at all.
And it mostly has to do with Democrats, that are septuagenarian Democrats,
mm-hmm.
who drive Subarus or Priuses, and they just don't want a tower anywhere nearby. Can you make it look like a tree?
It's a great market signal, right? Did you see the tree, you know, the tower?
I've seen them, yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But
it doesn't look like a tree at all.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Well, kind of, from
that's
distance,
the ugliest
kind of
way. That's a radio
no,
tower.
No, it doesn't blend in. It usually sticks above the tree line.
But it's brown and base.
Awkward-looking tree thing. This facsimile of a tree doesn't fool anybody.
You're going to get more of that with 5G. And in bigger cities, you're not going to see it as much because
the buildings.
You know, yeah. But yeah, it's a shorter wave. It's kind of like your old like 900 megahertz cordless phone,
mm-hmm.
right? It's lower on the spectrum, but it travels further, and then like 2.4 is higher on the spectrum, so it's a better quality signal, but the signal doesn't go as far as the 900 megahertz. Same idea with 5G. You need it's a better signal, better quality,
doesn't
but it's shorter. It doesn't go as far.
All right, so we're gonna find out what's happening with this lady. She says she's sick,
scared to death.
All right, we're going to continue here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other tokens are languishing, the Divvy token price has increased 300%. Now's the time to make the switch to Divvy, or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click masternodes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are working on their presidential impeachment investigations. Interviews with key figures could begin as early as this week in the impeachment inquiry centered around allegations President Trump pressured Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden According to the whistleblower complaint, which was made public last week, the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was a central figure in relaying messages between Kiev and the president.
Did Secretary of State Pompeo know you were doing these things? Did he ask you to do these things?
He did not. Volker did, and then Mr. Sondland did. But when I talked to the secretary last week, he said he was aware of it.
Kurt Volker, who resigned on Friday as the special envoy to Ukraine, and Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the EU, are among the five State Department officials House Democrats would like to interview. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here at the toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Some people are really worried about 5G. It's 5G's, not 3 or 4. It's 5, and so they're scared because it's new technology, and new things scare some people. In fact, one woman is apparently living inside a Faraday cage, basically. She's sleeping in a Faraday cage sleeping bag.
Or she's putting tinfoil up on the house.
I bet she is. We'll tell you more about that story coming up here in moments. Also want to make sure you know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you ought to go to Liberty.menu and get your business listed there. And it's free to do it, so why not? Unless you don't want free publicity for your business or you don't want people to know that you care about freedom, you ought to be up there over at Liberty.menu. I've got the things that I do listed there. Plus, you can also list, you know, if you've got an event that you're involved in that you want people to come to. Or maybe you're a digital content creator. You can list that there, too. It's map-based. And, of course, there's ratings and reviews, and as well as a social networking aspect so you can interact with some of the others on the site. Liberty.menu is where you can go. And you can use code FTL if you want. You'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile there at Liberty.menu. As we continue here, we'll get back into the 5G story coming up in a moment. But first, Mortified Penguin is on the line here on our Discord server. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, yeah, so I hate to be that guy, but I'm just going to say what I just said in the Discord about that. That you're thinking the lady's kind of ridiculous now. We're sleeping in the space blanket or Faraday cage bag, sleeping bag or whatever. Yeah. But in like a couple months, to be advertising them. with your
Well, we don't have complete control over who our advertisers are on, you know, any given radio station.
Well, Go Dark Bags is one of our advertisers.
Sure.
And yeah, that is something that is going to attract.
We can demonstrate the issues that Go Dark Bag handles.
Right. Go Dark Bags is targeted towards people that want to have some privacy.
Good idea.
For a time of, you know, a certain amount of time. Go Dark Bags isn't targeting their product to paranoiacs as far as believing they're getting sick from radiation. Otherwise, those people wouldn't have a cell phone to begin with.
Yeah, it's true. It's like a reverse day. You isolate yourself from the phone instead of vice versa. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about was property. So I called yesterday, and we had a little bit of discussion about property. And the one thing we kind of seemed to come to some sort of agreement on is that the government owns a whole bunch of property and manages and controls the rest of it through regulation. I mean, actually, basically all of it and all the different organs of the state. But and so what it does is create, is very much, we can agree, I'm sure, is creates a scarcity, an artificial scarcity on property. And that's not through actually owning it all. It's also through completely deciding what can and can't be built. Excuse me.
Totally.
What kind of dwellings and buildings can be built?
Right. I was looking at a plat map of a development.
What's that, topographic kind of map?
No, it's a plat map is where people can build houses.
The approved zones.
Right.
Okay.
And I was looking at this yesterday, the plat map of this development, and going through and like, well, who owns this piece here? Because this, you know, it runs behind the houses and comes out on the road, and they're like, "Oh no!" You're right, because they don't know.
Was it an easement?
I don't know what it was. No one said what it was. I presume, you know, the town has some kind of ownership over it or whatever, but people couldn't build on it. And I mean, half of the area was listed as, you know, unbuildable by the town, what appeared to be the town in this circumstance. So happens all the time. The government decides.
Yeah, and so what happens when the government regulates stuff and when there's an artificial scarcity put in place by whatever part of the state, you know, the government or whatever parties advocate for the state to put in regulations, if people still own property, obviously, all over the country, tons of people own property, tons of people have bought farms and went into business in various businesses, and they invest a lot of money. And one thing that I realized listening to a podcast from a libertarian podcast was that a simple principle that the incumbents in a market, like property owners, like landlords, farmers, any kind of business people, they've bought into the system, so they've paid the price that factors in the regulation and the scarcity in it. And so they, unfortunately, people that are participating in marketplaces, even if they're not some kind of greedy, evil capitalist, you know, they have sort of an interest in the system.
Oh, yeah.
In that with the regulation, all their investments come instantly overnight, you know,
You could very well go
down. Siphoned off.
If you're on the restaurant licensing board of a given town, and there's 10 restaurants in town, and you own one of those restaurants, the last thing you want to do is let another restaurant in just to start up. No, you can buy one of the existing restaurants, and here's our price.
Right, and deregulation would allow that to happen, and they could open a restaurant in their living room.
And that's the same thing is true with a property owner in a given area. They don't want some guy coming in there with a shed, living in a tent, shed, tarp thing.
That's why it's important to get principled people who care about freedom to move together to the same geographic area, because even though I have owned property in my time, and now technically I don't own anything because I gave it all to the church, but even though, you know, I have owned property in my time and the church owns property now, I still want to see regulations abolished, because it'll be good for all of humanity. It'll be good for the economy in general. It'll be good for people and their choices. It'll be good for business. But yeah, you're right. The individual property owner who's got a bunch of property may see their total portfolio value go down temporarily or whatever in a deregulatory environment.
So you're asking people to give up what's in their own self-interest for the good of the whole.
Yeah, absolutely.
It increases dynamic where people are going to inherently support a system that's really keeping a lot of people down, but it kind of, you know, it kind of is a pressure for them to at least passively support it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Tonight. Anything else you want to share, Penguin?
Yeah, that's about
it. For the call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want here. Let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, you're on the air.
I have more new charges on that University of New Mexico radio station.
You keep calling the same station, and they keep charging you with criminal charges?
Managers and the same cop, Barreras, at the UNM Police Department have added two new charges over a period of two weekends. I call that other radio program that I've been calling every Sunday for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I call them each Sunday and do a shout-out to my kids. And the last two times that I did it, that cop, at the request of the radio station people at the other program that is listed as having no contact, called the cops and asked them to write me up for calling the program that is not listed on the no contact order. And so the cop happily obliges University of New Mexico Police Force belongs and is at the beck and call of the University of New Mexico. They happily trot on over and then write me up on whatever charges, they think they can make stick or not, but they write me up on new charges. So they wrote me up on two new things. They repeated the original charge of, now I've got a blank. Well, what they did is they wrote up a new charge of, they called it stalking. That's right, because the original one was for annoying them on the telephone. And now they wrote up one for stalking because I called another program and another set of people at the...
Wow. Even though there was no contact, there was not a no contact order against you for this other show, by calling them, they're going ahead and treating it as though you did violate the order?
Well, is it the show or the station that has the no contact?
The station does not have a no contact order. The no contact order specifically lists the specific radio program and then the specifically named individuals.
Well, it just goes to show that once they get their sights on you, they tend to keep coming at you. Of course, he sounds like he's going to fight this. He's called about this before.
And, oh, yes.
They also don't like it when you fight things, so they try to bulk up as much of the intimidation as they possibly can to get you to take a plea deal. We'll see if David does over time. Thanks for the call. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And I want to say thanks to Cam Cakes, who is a...
Cam Cakes,
who is a Free Talk Live's platinum amplifier, which means Cam Cakes is contributing $25 per month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. Really appreciate that. We only ask for five, but Cam Cakes is doing 25, which is awesome. And you get some cool perks as an amplifier, which are outlined for you over on our website at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Some of the perks you get are access to the supporters chat rooms on our Discord server. We've also got the Facebook, AMP-only Facebook group, so if you're still hanging out on Facebook, that's one of the few cool places to go. So check
it's
that out.
It's about the only thing I do on Facebook these days,
yep,
is that AMP-only group.
So get on over to amp.freetalklive.com. There's some other perks as well. You can learn about those. And go and get signed up with PayPal or credit card or Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. We will continue to take your calls and thoughts. Is 5G scary?
For this one lady, yes. Definitely.
There's probably more than one person out there, but this story that you've got is about a woman in Great Britain who is quite concerned.
From the sun.
And she believes that she is like sick by radio waves in general, not just 5G, but she's... She thinks Wi-Fi signals and things like that.
The electromagnetic radiation makes her feel sick and weak and so on.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. She said, I'm actually quite frightened about the future. This is what she said. At the moment, I've managed to make myself safe by being fortunate enough to live in a house in the countryside where there are no measured electromagnetic frequencies.
Wow. That's impressive.
She's got the meter, right? So.
But hold on. I thought it was a Geiger counter for radiation.
It said something about
handheld radiation detector.
All maybe it's just the way they
radios
say it.
Do. Radio transmitters do radiate.
Okay,
but it may be a translation between Great Britain and here. They may be using the term radiation to mean transmission.
English is hard.
Radio frequencies. That's just picking up frequencies. Scanner.
I was working my best in figuring out some way to make a joke. You know, they speak English already.
They do, but they say different words to mean different things.
That
is
true.
You know. Biscuits instead of cookies, for instance, that's one of them.
Chips.
Yeah, chips instead of fries.
Yep. But if they introduce 5G, then I don't know what the future will bring. It's a really scary issue.
But 5G has a short broadcast area. So
they need more towers.
That's what I was saying.
If she lives in the country, she's not going to get it.
They're not going to put them up there.
The likelihood is they're not going to put it anywhere near her, like one single house in the country.
So. Yeah.
Since diagnosing herself with a sensitivity to electromagnetic fields.
So in her defense, I will say, look, with, 8 billion people on the planet, going on 8 billion people on the planet, and I don't know how many people in history, 50 billion? I'm just poking a number here. I don't know. Like, somebody always has something that's different. There's plenty of odd medical history out there. So is it possible that somebody is allergic to radio waves? I guess, maybe.
Sensitivity, perhaps.
The chances are she's a lunatic.
Yeah.
And that she's
also old. Like, I'm not an ageist, but she's like 70 and doing this. Like,
people do get crazier as they get older.
Sure, it happens.
Yeah, Ian is just proof. Just look at him over there.
He's only a little bit older than me. Jeez. She has spent hundreds on special equipment and spends most of her time in the family holiday home in the Spanish mountains. She wears the
sleeping. They have Spanish mountains in England?
I think there's her holiday home. I don't know where the Spanish mountains are. She wears the sleeping bag and protective sheets for the duration of the 30-hour ferry trip she makes with her husband to Spain. There you go.
Okay.
Wait a minute. She wears the sleeping bag while on the ferry?
For the 30-hour ferry trip to get to the Spanish mountain homes in Spain.
I don't think it's the weirdest thing to, people... People go out in their pajamas now, and to be sort of wrapped up and bundled up in something, okay.
A sleeping bag. A copper and silver.
Yeah. Well, it's probably not embossed with copper and silver. It's on the inside. So it's just a sleeping bag. And then, so you have somebody sitting on a boat. On the interior
looks
boat
really crazy,
for 30 hours.
It looks crazy.
If somebody sitting in a sleeping bag, it looks pretty weird, man. That's going to stand out. But then again, you're on a boat. You're on a bus. You're on a subway. There's crazy people around.
I think it's weird, but I don't think it's terribly weird.
It's unusually weird is what it is.
Are you ready for it to get weirder?
Okay.
All right. Rosie self-diagnosed herself with EMF sensitivity 6 years ago after she felt better. 10 minutes after turning off the Wi-Fi and cordless landline phones in her home.
Okay.
She could have just been feeling better because no one could call her anymore. She was getting some much-needed peace and quiet for once.
That was it, right? Yeah. Wow, I feel better now, and then I must be EMF sensitive. She said there's no way.
So, well, before you go on here, the whole line about the self-diagnosis is really all you need to know about this situation because you're not... when you're diagnosing yourself with a situation like was just described, there's not any kind of control here. You're just, I feel better. This thing changed. Therefore, the thing that changed must be why I feel better. That is, correlation is not causation in that case. But she doesn't realize that. That's not something she's considering. If there was an actual diagnosis done by a professional, they would do something like blindfold her or, not inform her of when the Wi-Fi has been turned off and see if she changes how she feels when somebody flips the Wi-Fi off or on and doesn't inform her about that and see if she has any kind of vindication as to whether or not anything has changed.
I will say this, though. Something changed and I feel better, therefore that must have caused it, is a human survival mechanism that, we all have at some level.
Yep.
Hers is just a little bizarre in this particular case.
Okay.
Yeah, agreed.
And I learned the hard way.
And has led to her doing all kinds of expensive, silly things.
Yes.
People do expensive, silly things.
Yeah, everybody's got to have their hobby, and hers is living away from Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
In a bag.
Yeah.
She said, in there, though.
It's a warm bag.
There's no way I would go into Big Town anymore because the signals are getting stronger. If I go to a cafe and I try to sit outside, and if we go to dinner and I take my meter with me, then I can detect which seats have the least radiation and sit there
so much in a room. I'm imagining her showing up at a restaurant with her little radar meter just
asking the
host. Like at a Ghostbusters or something, right? They got that little Ghostbuster meter hovering over every table to find the best one.
She gets the hostess to let her, excuse me, I have to check your sheets. Or she just goes and does it.
We'll take this one.
I'm surprised you guys haven't jumped on that. She's doing this with her husband in tow.
No, well, what are you going to do, man?
Her husband.
I mean, look, if my wife went a little nuts,
you'd still love her.
Well, at this point, let's be fair to her, to Laura here for a second. She's stuck with me, and it's pretty clear I'm a little
nuts.
You
are pretty nuts, yeah.
Right?
It's only fair that you would stick with her in the reverse.
Right. I moved up to New Hampshire with my crazy business partner to open a radio program to broadcast cheapskate libertarians.
And you can't even get a bank account now.
Right, right. I mean, you know, the poor lady.
If I am exposed for too long, I have to come home and have 2 days with everything turned off and not watch TV.
Mm.
Rosie is a leading member of the Electromagnetic Field Awareness Tautness Group, whose members meet up...
Wait, one more time. The Electromagnetic...
He's going to look them up.
Electromagnetic Field Awareness Tautness Group.
Okay. What is tautness?
I think that's the city. I think. I may not be pronouncing that right. T-O-T-N-E-S.
Okay, gotcha.
Whose members meet up to watch films and documentaries about the effects of radiation.
They watch films? How do they do that without having electricity?
Well, it's the radiation. She remembers, it's too stimulating. She's got to turn it off for 2 days.
Right.
So she's got a meter. The meter only, you know, looks at certain, you know, amounts. So she said she's watching TV. Something's going through wires. I don't think it's the electricity. It's the... other stuff.
It's the Wi-Fi, the cordless phone.
Well, someone should tell her that those power cables inside her walls those are emanating 60 hertz. Or no, it's probably not 60 over in the UK. Huh?
Let's not make it worse for her.
That's what I'm saying. Lady, you're surrounded by electricity, and that's, emanating a certain wavelength out of the wires, just so you know.
Right. I think you actually might get sick if you lived under, say, high-tension power lines.
Sure. Doesn't sound like a pleasant place to be.
That, I believe. Whereas radio waves, I don't think I do.
Mm-hmm.
She said, we have about 12 members who come to meetings, but there may be many more EMF-sensitive people who feel so weak they can't come.
I wish that whatever her organization was, the acronym came down to KOOKS.
Okay.
Okay.
EFAT. EFAT.
Okay, it's 50 hertz in the UK, the AC grid there. So 50 hertz frequency is the alternating current. Anyway, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If we'd only listen to Edison.
There's a great show called Better Call Saul. It's the kind of the spin-off from Breaking Bad, where one of the characters suffers from this particular malady, and it's pretty entertaining. We're coming up here. Hour 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet. And you should, too. No long phrases to memorize. Just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know. You've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.